And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 5 p.m. Hope your workday has come to a close. Let's talk about some of the breaking news today. The House Ways and Means Committee, considering the Trump tax handouts for the ultra-wealthy while gutting Medicare, Medicaid, and food benefits, all those sorts of things that help working families. It can only be described as craven, with a hope that people aren't paying attention, or if they are paying attention, maybe paying attention to the wrong things. We've got some sound from the budget hearing. The first sound I want to share with you this afternoon is Lloyd Doggett of the Austin area. He's a Democrat from Texas, back and forth with a gentleman who is a nonpartisan. He is just a staffer to the Ways and Means Committee. This is explaining exactly what's going on here. They are taking away, you know, trying to reduce things like the insurance tax credit. If you had to get insurance on the ACA exchange, get rid of that tax credit. They're talking about getting rid of the state and local income tax credit. They're talking about getting rid of all the things that actually help working people, while at the same time giving trillion-dollar tax cuts to the wealthiest among us, resulting in a net increase, according to basically every available source out there, a net increase in the deficit of $5 trillion. Make it make sense. Let's take a listen. Here is Representative Lloyd Doggett.
Mr. Barthold, that this legislation fails to extend the enhanced tax credits that lower the cost of insurance for millions of Americans who purchase their own coverage through the marketplace?
That's correct.
And when the Republicans permit these credits to expire in a mere 7 months, what is the effect on health insurance premiums for those individuals that rely on the marketplace today?
Work that our staff has done in conjunction with the Congressional Budget Office suggests that the premiums will increase for individuals, sir.
Yes, sir. They go up about almost 8%, I believe, is the specific calculation that you did. And is it
you can
true
wrap that,
that
Jacob. So, again, there is instance after instance after instance of this happening in the House Ways and Means Committee. Folks, I'm going to spend a long time later this week, maybe a whole hour if I can, talking about what's called the distributional analysis by the Congressional Budget Office. The Congressional Budget Office, these are just a bunch of data nerds who sit around calculating the impact of different proposed legislation. The entire action, and I beg of you, if you are a MAGA supporter, if you are a Trump voter, if you are a swing voter, the action is in the distributional analysis of the tax cuts that Donald Trump is proposing to increase for the wealthiest among us. What is a distributional analysis? It looks at who benefits the greatest amount from tax cuts and who gets hurt the most. Here are the facts. This, according to the Yale Budget Lab, there's also an analysis from the CBO. I just pulled this right before we got on air today at 4 o'clock. Trump's tax cuts for trillionaires and billionaires, because Elon Musk is going to be a trillionaire in a couple of years. Here is what it does. The poorest 20% of us, their real income goes down by $1,100. Because of these, quote, tax cuts. They are not tax cuts for the vast majority of us. They are actual income decreasers because they're cutting so many other things. For the top 1%, their incomes go up $43,000. The top 0.1%, it goes up $180,000. So I ask you, who's winning here? Who's losing? It's the distributional analysis. Please, I beg you, go take a look. Tax codes are expressions of our values. The value being expressed by Donald Trump and the MAGA party in Congress is screw you if you're a working person. And here's a handout if you're a 30 millionaire, if you're a 100 millionaire, if you're a billionaire or a soon-to-be trillionaire. And let's take a listen. This is Representative Souza, also today debunking a bunch of the broken promises of Donald Trump. Let's take a listen. This also from the House Ways and Means.
Okay, on tips. The president has said, your tips will be 100% yours. Does this tax bill continue the payroll tax on people's tips?
Yes, it does, Mr.
Overtime. The president said, your overtime will be tax-free. Does this bill continue the payroll tax on overtime?
It does not exempt overtime from the payroll tax.
The president said he's going to remove taxes on Social Security. Does this bill remove taxes on Social Security benefits?
The legislation provides an increased exemption amount.
But does it remove taxes on Social Security benefits as promised by the president?
Does not change Social Security.
The president and the Republicans. Okay.
Tips, Social Security, overtime, all of the things that he promised you, which, by the way, if we had an actual progressive tax code, if we closed the carried interest loopholes, if we got rid of stock buybacks, if we actually taxed the rich their fair share, taxed the wealthiest corporations their fair share, if we actually had meaningful fair wage legislation in this country, we wouldn't need to worry about whether or not your Social Security was getting taxed. In fact, why should it be? If you're on a fixed income and you have less than $40,000, say even $50,000 or $60,000 of income, why should that be taxed at all? In fact, if you are an individual and you're making $40,000 a year or less, why should a penny of that be taxed? You're at the poverty level, the actual poverty level. Now, I've digressed. Want to get back to the breaking news of the day. There is so much of it. More to come on the House Ways and Means debacle that has been ongoing today. Donald Trump, of course, also taking a tour of the Mideast, not for foreign policy purposes, not to address starvation in Gaza, not to help broker a peace, not to confront Iran, not to address any of these issues. No. He's there with a litany of CEOs to engage in ever-increasing conflicts of interest and clear ethics violation that any normal person would think the president can't do that, except if it's Donald Trump, of course. It is a walking, talking, self-dealing, influence-peddling scheme, out and proud in the open. And oh, by the way, if you forgot, I just want to remind you this. 15 of the 19 9/11 attackers were from Saudi Arabia, ladies and gentlemen. 15 of the 19. Mohammed bin Salman, the leader of Saudi Arabia, he ordered the assassination of a journalist. But here's what Donald Trump has to say about that guy. Let's take cut 12, Jacob.
We look to, and we have great partners in the world, but we have none stronger and nobody like the gentleman that's right before me. He's your greatest representative, greatest representative. And if I didn't like him, I'd get out of here so fast. You know that, don't you? He knows me well. I do. I like him a lot. I like him too much. That's why we give so much. You know, too much. I like you too much.
The thing speaks for itself. Also today, Donald Trump announcing the lifting of all sanctions against Syria. Syria, the place where chemical weapons were used against their own people. Let's take a listen to that heretofore unheard of foreign policy announcement that Donald Trump, again, just announcing unilaterally. Would it surprise you to hear that there is a Trump Tower going up in Syria? Let's take a listen, cut 14.
I will be ordering the cessation of sanctions against Syria in order to give them a chance at greatness.
here's who is traveling around the Mideast cutting business deals with the president of the United States. By the way, this is his first official trip as the U.S. president, the Pope funeral that didn't count for reasons I don't know, but this is his first official trip. Here's who's traveling the Mideast, again, cutting deals with an Elon Musk, Stephen Schwarzman, CEO of Blackstone, Larry Fink, chief executive of BlackRock, Arvind Krishna, chairman and chief executive of IBM, Jane Fraser, chief executive of Citigroup, Kelly Ottberg, the chief executive of Boeing, Ruth Porat, the chief investment officer of Google, Andy Jassy, chief executive of Amazon, Sam Altman, chief executive of OpenAI, Jensen Huang, chief executive of NVIDIA, Alex Karp, chief executive of Planeteer, Jeff Miller, CEO of Halliburton, Travis Kalanick, CEO, former CEO of Uber and founder of Cloud Kitchens, Kathy Warden, CEO of Northrop Grumman, James Quincy, CEO of Coca-Cola, Dara Khosrowshahi, I'm sorry, the name is very complicated. The current CEO of Uber, Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami, Reid Hoffman, the CEO and chairman of LinkedIn, Gianni Infantino, president of FIFA. You know, that totally incorruptible, above board organization that has had no scandals about how they spend money or favor trading. And Patrick Soon-Shiong, executive chairman of Immunity Bio and owner of the Los Angeles Times, that, like the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, bent its knee to Donald Trump after his election, spiked endorsements and editorials that has been bleeding journalists ever since. All while the House Ways and Means Committee is considering giving trillions in tax cuts to the Americans that least need them, while gutting Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, food support benefits, public education, etc., for the people that need it most. Budgets and tax codes are expressions of our value system as Americans. By any measure, this tax code will make income and wealth inequality worse than it already is. It will accelerate a government not of and by and for all Americans. It will accelerate and make worse a government that is only for the richest Americans. Unless your household has an income of over $500,000, I suggest to you, this president doesn't care one lick about you. When we return, a bit of a bright spot about some of the administration's efforts to remove climate data. I've got that for you and a bit more of breaking news next, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.